Okay, so hi everyone, I'm Riccardo Magliocchetti, and today we'll talk to you about that feeling when your country funds open source development. So, about me, I'm a software developer, consultant, and in my free time, open source software contributor from Italy. And today I'd like to talk to you about my experience of consulting for the Italian Digital Transformation Team, which is a unit of the Italian government tasked with making public services accessible to businesses and citizens. So, which is a nice way to say it's like a unit to fix the culture of the digital culture for Italian public administration. So I worked on the Docs Italia team with people, which I don't think you may know. And we built this software, this open source software called Docs Italia, which is a platform to host, build, and share documentation for all the public administration. So we built this platform, but we didn't build it from scratch. We reused ReadDocs, which you may know or may not, which is a platform which is mostly used by Python projects to write, build, and share documentation. So in practice, we forked ReadDocs, and I mean fork just not by clicking the fork button on GitHub, but like creating another repo with another name and like creating another community in some sense. So the hard fork, which matched the Wikipedia definition. So since a fork usually on free software community is not a good thing, like why we did a fork? Because like our instance is not just playing with the docs. We had to modify it quite a bit, and like we have things that make sense only for governments, so nothing interesting for a community. But still, we managed to do like quite a bit of upstream contributions. So we made 33 pull requests. Like, does anybody know what a pull request is? So for people who don't know, a pull request is like a request to merge some changes to another repo. Of these 32 requests, so we got 22 pull requests merged, 10 closed, and one is still open waiting for review. And of the 22 pull requests merged, 10 were just plain bug fixes. 6 were internationalization changes. We contributed a full Italian translation, of course, but we fixed the process to get and push translations or strings to translate. So something interesting also for other languages. And 6 was just code cleanups, so nothing interesting. We managed to contribute one regression on the upstream project, ReadDocs. So it was just a silly mistake. Like I contributed regressions. It was just remove the protocol from a link, but break something else, but no big deal. We contributed full Ansible deploy automation. So ReadDocs is quite a complex application, which is made like from background workers, web workers, infrastructure for search, and so on, quite hard to set up, and we shared our scripts to make it automatic. We contributed 0 new features, so we didn't ask the upstream developers to maintain our code, which I think is nice. And actually we tried to contribute a feature, but we failed. Like at the time, ReadDocs used a quite old Elasticsearch version to manage search. Elasticsearch is a database usually used for index data, so it's fast to get queries in natural language. And ReadDocs use it for a search feature of documents. So we try to upgrade the Elasticsearch version from one something to 5.6, which was quite new at the time. We failed, but fortunately, Google Summer Code Student took like quite a bit more of the summer to contribute an Elasticsearch port. So since this January, Redux is using the latest Elasticsearch code. So what we learned from this experience? First one is most important thing to me is try to build trust with upstream. It's like one day or another, you will have to need help from upstream developers. So better if they already know you. So be part of a community, like just don't request things, but engage like in discussing issues, in helping other people, and things like that. And of course in contributing code and fixes. Another thing I learned is a fork is like just a long-lived branch, which means it doesn't matter if it's another repo or the same repo. The more things you contribute upstream, fix upstream, the better, because this means you'll have to maintain a lot less code. And of course, as a developer, the less code you maintain, the happier you are. And another lesson is that contributing to open source software is just a part of the job. It's not like something you have to do on your free time, but if your job is maintaining code which is open source, don't be shy, feel free to spend your time fixing things upstream. Again, this is more from a technology point of view, but I'm sorry for all of you. From the one from but is still studying engineering, but convenience is more important than purity. So sometimes when you have to maintain a fork, like when your code is a derivative, you have to track upstream changes. So the less code you change, the better. And to change less code, sometimes you can do the cleanest code, the best architecture. So you have to do some sacrifice. So just remember, when you maintain a fork, override is better instead of patching, which try to provide another implementation of some code instead of changing the implementation by provide. And of course, if things are easily configurable, the better. So configuration for the win. And fortunately for us, Redux has a lot of hooks for configuration and providing all the implementation for classes and so on. So thank you to upstream developers. And again, this is another quite technical point, but when you have to sync with upstream, which means upstream will develop code, and you have to keep in sync, like to merge back the changes. You have two choices, usually, when you use Git, at least, which are rebase or merge. Quite different views on the matter. So rebase means just apply my changes, my local changes, on top of the new code. And merge means like bring all the changes from a stream and try to merge them back. And of course, when doing free software, usually rebase is preferred because you keep your Git history clean, at least. So it's easier to see what you did, and every change is like atomic on itself. And usually with merge, you end up with a new commit with the fixes. And so it's like, you don't know where the fix should belong instead. So conclusion, Not all project forks are bad, and a fork which is not bad usually one where you have contributed code upstream to the project you forked. And another conclusion, which I think is obvious in a conference like this, is that you can deliver value while contributing back to open source software. So like contributing back to open source software is not a dichotomy against deliver value to your customer. In my case, like both the government which paid me and the citizens. And just to conclude, you asked before if governments who pays for free software, in this case the Italian government, so Italian people taxes paid for open source software, which is like both the upstream government project, both this one which is like Italian specific. So this is all I got. You can see the code on GitHub / Italia, and the other ones are my contacts. So thank you. If you have any questions, I'm here. Thank you. One question?
Thank you for your presentation. Just a little bit technical question. So how do you manage to synchronize with the mainstream of the development, because you are creating a branch and there is someone else that is following the mainstream of the evolution of your software system, whatever it is. So how you manage to integrate their novelty in yours and vice versa? So something that you're developing that might serve to the mainstream, so it might be useful to the mainstream. So how you manage this synchronization between the branch and...
Okay, so both project uses GitHub and Git. And so from the one, we choose to create a branch from a tag from a stream. So like version 1.0. We made a branch called the 1.0-Italia. And so we did our development on this branch. So all our changes are on top of a tag of upstream. When we updated to newer tag or whatever, new release, we rebased our branch on top of the upstream tag. So our branch was 1.0-Italia. They released 1.1. So we rebased our 1.0-Italia on top of 1.1. And we fixed the conflicts. And so, yeah, we haven't merged or rebased at every release, because like maybe sometimes you don't need all the changes they did, but we try to keep up to date. So it's a bit annoying, but again, rebase let you have a clean history, which is helpful when you have to create pull requests, cherry pick changes, this kind of stuff. Any other question? Another one.
Hello. Has any other government or public entity expressed interest in reusing the whole of your code and not just what you sent upstream?
I don't know. Like I don't know if other governments know about this project. So, but I can ask to my contacts in the government, Italian government, but I personally, I don't know if anybody knows, even knows about this one. But I have to say that some changes are really specific to our environment, because we kind of, you know, when you, maybe it's different on other countries, but in Italy, I think Mediterranean thing, it's like government is not like the best organization where you work with. So we try to make the things easier for everyone. And we built kind of an automatic system to pick documentation automatically. Like you have to create a markup, a file name in YAML on a repo, and the system automatically picks the repo, so you don't have to do anything. And but like, it's, I don't know if this is something that is useful all for other countries' organization. So if you know anyone which is maybe interested, feel free to share GitHub/Italy. The project has quite a bit of interesting projects. So, thank you.